There you go. I don't know, probably the biggest deal going on in Bryan College Station non-athletically since the Bushatorium opened up is 2 weeks from today when they implode the Plaza Hotel,
yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
So Veronica Morgan joining us this morning to talk about it. Veronica, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning to you guys.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. And what is your official title?
I'm the lead civil engineer on the project.
Okay. So now, are you the one who's going to blow the thing up?
No, that won't be me.
Oh, wow. Okay. But anyway, so when you decide that you're going to blow something up or implode something like this, so what do you have to do to this building to get started with it?
Well, one of the first things that we needed to do is clean up the site. We needed to remove all the buildings that surround it. We'll leave a few up to try to help with control of dust and debris, but we had to go in and clean the interior out of all the furnishings that were left. We had to do all of our asbestos removal inside, and that's all done, been clean now. And now the implosion contractor's prepping it for implosion, which means, you know, setting up areas where he will put the dynamite and what structural members will need to fall so that the tower actually falls in place.
Do we know how tall a pile of stuff this is going to leave after you implode it?
I don't know that. The implosion contractor certainly does. He's estimated that, so he knows how long it'll take him to clean it up, but I don't have that information.
Now, are there places where people are going to be able to, you're going to have like a viewing stand or something like that?
We'll have an area that is set aside for the public to view the implosion, and we've set that a safe distance away from the implosion so that the public is safe, and we will also provide an area for them to park.
So is that like by invitation only, or is it first come, first serve? What are you going to do?
No, anyone who would like to come view it can you know, come on. It's early in the morning. It will be at 6:30 in the morning, so grab your coffee from home and come on. We'll have plenty of room for you.
Well, you know, when they sell tickets, football tickets at A&M ahead of time, the students camp out. Do you think we'll have people camping out maybe to get seats in the stands?
I doubt it. Most of the students will be gone.
Yeah, that's true. All right, now where are these stands going to be located for people who want to sit and watch this?
Actually, we will only have a couple stands for some VIP area folks. Everyone else, we're going to ask them to bring a blanket or a lawn chair, but there will be a grassy area for them to sit and watch the implosion.
Guys, it's like a starlight concert in College Station. Everything's free, and bring your cooler and blanket, make it family fun.
Hey, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Now, this, how many implosions have you been a part of?
Oh, this will be my first.
Oh, wow, outstanding. Okay, so now, because that's what I'm wondering is, you know, do you critique it afterwards? And in preparation of that, have you gone onto YouTube where you can find implosions that didn't work out? Have you seen those?
I haven't seen the ones that didn't work out. I've just watched the ones that are from the implosion contractor that we've hired,
right.
And they all have all worked out.
Yeah, I'm sure they show only the ones that are successful. Well, no, I'm not saying they've had any that weren't successful, but nonetheless. And so you're going to have to block off traffic right in there for a little while, huh?
Yes, we will.
Yeah, do you know approximately how long that's going to be so that the people might be inconvenienced if they normally travel there?
Sure, we're going to start the traffic control at 4:30 in the morning, so about 2 hours prior.
Right.
We'll start to put all of our signage out to divert traffic around the site, and we expect that we'll be able to pick it all up about 2 hours after the implosion.
Gotcha. Okay, so there you go. It's coming up 2 weeks from today. Veronica Morgan, she's the lead civil engineer on the project where they're going to implode the plaza. Thanks for being with us this morning, Veronica.
You're welcome.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Bye.
All right, there. 7:44. I think this is the biggest deal.
It is.
This is the biggest non-athletic deal since the Bush Library opened up. And I don't think there'll be any former presidents here for this one, but you know. Well, we don't know.
Yeah.
No telling. 41 might be in town. May decide they, you know, wants to see
it. So what's going to happen at 6:30? Have we decided what we're going to do? Well, where are you going to send me?
We are negotiating.
Well, I am your, you know.
Yeah, on the scene report.
I'm your scene report.
Our roving correspondent.
Correspondent.
I've established that on my resume.
You know, just telling you, you know who would do a great job on this?
Who?
and could actually simulcast for our two stations, Allie would do a great job.
You know, you're right.
You know,
you're right.
I don't know. You know, I'm just floating that on the air. I am just rolling that out right now.
See, it would be the classic kid in the candy store. So.
It would. I just, I mean, you would be able to hear the enthusiasm and excitement. Anyway, we'll see. We may decide to do that. Right? Allie as our special correspondent.
The three of us at least need to be out on our balcony.
To
watch it.
Okay.
I mean, it's from afar, but you can still see the building
see
from
it.
Here.
They're going to implode it. They're not going to set it on fire. Come on, Tom. That's how rumors get started.
Hello.
Hey, would Tom beat on his chest and pretend like he's in a helicopter if he was out there?
Yeah, we could do that. See? He gave it away.
I was just thinking if we could get him in a helicopter, to watch it, you know, we could get clearance.
Back to the Brazos.